You and Dr. Schumacher are extending a progress note on Eugene Reinbold, R-E-I-N-B-O-L-D, Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. Date was September 7, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Their chief complaint, Mr. Reinbold was seen regarding delusions, hypertension, COPD. Okay, a new pair of history. I had a fairly significant conversation. States that she thinks he tries to bluff me, period. Whenever I come, his eyes would sparkle, thinking that he can go home, period. He cannot function at home, period.
Is that your understanding? Because that sounds an awful lot of intimidation to me. What are your thoughts?
2 years ago, comma, he stated that his son Jay stole a couple of bushes. Hey, period. He said that they didn't have any of this in 2 years, period. He would sit in his garage and talk to himself. He talks to the walls here, period. He states that Jay is in jail, when in fact he isn't, period. He had a previous wife named Buffy, and he confabulates that his wife had an affair with a guy named Joe a year ago, period. She does not know of this, period. He asked his wife if she had a yellow Cadillac, period. In April, he pushed his wife, and it broke her left wrist, period. He thinks that they inherited a million-dollar house, which they do not have, period. In fact, if he has sleep apnea, but won't use a CPAP, period. He has COPD, but currently is not short of breath, and this appears controlled, period. He himself denies any specific symptoms, period. His osteoarthritis is the same, period. His control to Celebrex, period. His dementia is about the same, period. He had a left knee replacement in the past and it still hurts, period. However, no surgery is possible, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever, children, major weight change. I no complaint, anti no complaint. Respiratory, he's not short of breath, no cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or other complaints. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea or vomiting. GU, no dysuria.
Same issue going on in states like Georgia. We'll talk to Herschel Walker, states like Pennsylvania, with Dr. Oz. This guy, Betterman, has campaigned for a whopping 20 minutes to the entire general election. You can't make it up. Gilridge is important.
New paragraph examination. My past history is positive for dementia, hypertension, osteoarthritis, disease, depression, COPD, delusions. New paragraph. Surgical history, he had a left knee replacement. Social history, he's a current smoker. New paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. He was pleasant and nice, son, had no complaints. Blood pressure 110 over 66, temperature 97.6, pulse 75, O2 saturation 93%. Head and neck. Pupils equal and react to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extracting wounds are intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal. If one is two, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS cranial with growth to normal and sensation intact. Left your skull, there's a scar of the left knee. New paragraph assessment of plants. One, Mr. Reinbold has a history of delusions. And it will increase risk for all the 2 milligrams BID. And it will stop the gabapentin in case that's affecting his mental status, period. He does have a neuropathy. It will monitor for any pain, period. Two, he has dementia. I'll continue to naproxen 10 milligrams daily. Three, he has hypertension. Control of enalapril 10 milligrams daily. Plus. Oh, that's good. Three, he has COPD. I'll continue albuterol. By proper every 4 hours as needed, period. We're not leaving at present. Five, he's on a atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily for dyslipidemia, period. Seven, his gastroesophageal reflux disease is stable, not bothersome. Seven, for arthritis, he can continue Celebrex 200 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
In a recent clinical study, it takes a long process, reporting reductions in severe confusing less oral payback.